Hello, welcome to Dead Illuminati 2. This is Joanna Mara. You can reach me at Dead Illuminati 024 or join us Dragon Emporium, both at gmail.com. I am coming to give you a message of truth. Ooh, public service announcement. Plague. 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 What do we want to avoid on the earth? Plague. What do we want to avoid on the earth? Plague. But there are some people who want to cable people a guillotine copter. We're talking about this anti, the dyslexic situation of it all. Watch the news today. I am getting downed for C-section, for stomach. Someone's going to get up on there. Black people are here to omen off our calls. And then another person, do you feel the contempt? They said everything they had to say, which is wickedness, disrespect, racism, and everything wrapped up in one burrito. And then they still turned it on me. Do you feel the contempt? Which was not coming from me. I'm just watching a story. That's a guillotine. Okay, and like I was telling you, all of these different assertions, it's basically our word, my word, against theirs. And that is not where we want to be in a society. We want to base things off of merit and righteousness decision. And so I don't know what's going on. It seems like there's some type of mental break going on. Because they can't lie anymore about me or anybody or whatever. But however, it's bringing in plague, plague, which, like I said, what do we not want on earth? Plague. What do we not want on earth? Plague. What do we not want on earth? Plague. And so this race thing, I'm really starting to reflect on what it is to be a black person in America. You know, I could have took the Kanye stance and been like, racism does not exist. There's no such thing as racism, which I have seen at one point. But the truth is, there are people who are not knights, by the way. They may imitate the effigy. They may imitate the look of knights, but they are not knights. And dealing with people that want to enslave another because of color. That's why in my description of my last show was hair. Because I told you I have white in my background. And so when I'm tallying up everything like the Matrix in my head about what was said and the judgments that it goes through, I put hair because that is what represents me most as a black person. Skin color, yeah, but there are plenty of mixed kids. There are people who may have a black dad, white mother. They have children. One comes out blonde hair, blue eyes, and the other comes out as a black person. Not always just skin color, but hair. So when I am going in the bathroom, washing my hair, it gets knotted up, gets dreaded up. It's kinky. If I pull too hard on the kink, it will pull my scalp, which hurts. And it's all one big annoyance. Hence the term, get out of my hair. Doesn't have to be. I still have to perfect that art of rolling out of bed and you know, moisturizing my hair and stuff. But for the most part, I just wash my hair. I do a wash and go, which I am not going to retract on. You know, I've seen the little commercials. You know, you just wash your hair, you get out of the bathroom, and I'm just like, but that wasn't with my hair texture. There wasn't a 4C model doing that in the commercial, so that's not me. And I'm not going to retract on that ability to be able to do so. It will work for me. Yes, I'm going to wash my hair, put some conditioner in it, get out the shower, and go about my business. And that's gonna work for me, because that's just a choice that I made. It's gonna work for me, even though I've seen someone else do it that doesn't have 4C hair. But when we go through all this white and black battle, what represents me is when I'm pulling those kinks out my hair, thinking about a person who doesn't have kinks in their hair, saying the N-word, being mean, saying black people represent this, because it's a kink, because kink means, or used to mean, bad. Okay, black hair was associated with being bad. Why is that? I have black hair. This is coming from my interpretation. It's because kinks don't feel good. You know, if you don't pull them out the right way, it's very sensitive. 4C hair is the most delicate hair on earth. Without moisture, without being attentive to every strand, it's a lot. You know, rather than somebody that just has hair sprouting out of their head, however beautiful the mechanism of the universe made it, from the genes to the growing seeds to the sprouts of the earth, or chia pet. And so, you know, when I'm doing my hair, it's like, it can be an annoyance. Like, my hair gets rid of annoyance. You know, that's how I look at my kinks. I look at pulling a kink out as pulling a kink out of life. It's getting rid of a kink, and my hair talks, so, you know, that's even more. At least it can tell me about my star strands. And so, you know, being black and reflecting on blackness, reflecting on someone that is white, looking upon me like this person is different than me, you know. Whether we take the character aside, there is one distinguishing factor, is that I have different color skin that makes me automatically different. It just does. There's something different going on here. No matter what it is, it's different. That is a factor that is different. So, doing my hair, you know, I'm thinking, you're a person who needs to cut their split ends. You know, that's about the totality of how you have to groom your hair. But I have to make sure that my hair is not matted. And I have to comb my hair and I have to fill things. I imagine people with straight hair do not have to fill anything. I don't know. I don't have straight hair. I have had a perm, which was super straight, even straighter than yours, bone straight. We're talking Naomi Campbell. And I just brush, and it's free and clear, but then it feels thin, and I can feel my hair follicles are completely open. Whatever. So, you know, I'm thinking about people who make these comments. I don't know what it's like to have hair like that, but they're making these comments, they have hair like that. And so when I'm looking in the mirror at my skin, which is one difference, my hair, which is another difference, because I have ancient African somewhere that is giving me this type of hair. And, you know, I'm pulling out the kinks. Somebody said something negative to me. Why, Lord, on earth are you punishing me through my hair? You know, by pulling the kink. Pulling the kink out, someone said something. Why am I being punished on my own body? Why is my own body taking this out on me? What did I do as a human being to have to feel pain when I pull my hair? And it just does something psychological. It's psychological magic. And so, yeah, it's like, you know, I'm, you know, not a nigger, but I'm a nigga. You know, I'm a nigger, right? Which I'm not. I'm just, this is a story. And I'm being punished by my hair. I'm getting up like a normal person. I've seen 50,000 commercials with long flowing hair and everything is perfect in life. And I wake up and my hair is going in one direction and it's dry. And I am at this point, that boxer guy, that's in the industry, I forgot what his name was. I'm gonna say not Al Roker, but what? What was that? I think it's in the room. Guy who's always been known for like his hair sticking up, right? Not Sharpton, because he has a perm, but that would be like Sharpton if he didn't have a perm. But you know, I wake up and I have to deal with my hair going one way. It's getting matted. I put moisturizer in it that just doesn't seem to be working. And why, God, did you make me what they're calling me, which is the only thing I can recognize as being a Negro? Because I have to go in here. I have to do something with my hair that is harder than what other people have to do on earth. Being a nigger, which is not a word that, you know, should be used, whatever, is what makes my life harder than theirs. What can I do for you? Yes, I will make that right now. I have identified what makes my life and in word compared to yours. That's why I use the hair situation. But there is one reality, and yes, it is very different, is that I have to spend more time on my hair than yours. And even going back to teenagerhood and through these people of color antiquities, we have the royal hair. We have the hair of Christ. We have the hair of wool. Please do not make my hair turn into a knitted sweater. We have the hair of wool. And so, just have to spend more time with my hair, but it's just a lot of misunderstanding about that, and my kids want me to make breakfast. But yeah, just, you know, all the plague, all the mental hell coming back, that is just what is foreseen, and I'm not going to be in it because I am going to avoid all of this. And for some reason, I'm watching Palm Sunday, and I didn't know, like, this was Holy Week, and my son wants me to cook breakfast right now, so I am going to end this right now before anything, like, happens, and I can't say this. So, yeah, I have more, and I wanted to talk about more, but, you know, it is what it is right now. Okay, so thanks for listening to Da Illuminati. I love you very much, and I hope you have a good day. Thank you.
that was bold.